Pay attention to your emotions, notice the activities that make you feel energized, excited, or fulfilled. These may be indicators of your passions. When you find yourself looking forward to something or feeling a sense of accomplishment afterwards, that is a clear sign you are on the right track. Consider your values, what is important to you in life. Are you passionate about making a difference in the world, learning new things, or connecting with others? Your values can guide you toward meaningful pursuits. For example, if you value community service, volunteering may become a source of fulfillment and joy. Talk to others, discuss your interests with friends, family, or mentors. They may have insights or suggestions that can help you explore new possibilities. Sometimes an outside perspective can help us see what we may have overlooked, and their enthusiasm for their passions might inspire us to try something new. Balancing work and play. Finding time for personal pursuits can be challenging, especially if you have a demanding job or family obligations. However, it is important to prioritize your passions and make time for them. Allowing ourselves the freedom to engage in activities we love is not a luxury but a necessity for our overall well-being. Furthermore, because this book focuses on life after retirement, we read it primarily during our working years to better understand our passions. There will be enough time to follow the passion during retirement. Therefore, we should not overdo it, as that can impact our present responsibilities, which can even jeopardize our plan for retirement at the age we had envisaged. Therefore, we must delicately strike a balance. Here are some tips for balancing work and play. Set boundaries, establish clear boundaries between work and personal time. Avoid checking work emails or taking calls outside of work hours. By creating a clear distinction between work and personal life, you will make space for the things that bring you joy without feeling guilty or distracted. After the pandemic, the work-life situation has made it even more difficult to find the line between office and home, but we still need to set boundaries. Create a schedule, plan time for your hobbies and interests in your weekly schedule. Treat your passions like important appointments. Committing time to your interests, whether it's an hour of reading before bed or a weekend hiking trip, ensures that other obligations don't sideline them. Find a support system, surround yourself with people who support your interests and encourage you to pursue your passions. A strong support system can make a world of difference, providing motivation and encouragement when life gets busy.